Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I work through my emotions in a safe place. So the scripture that I feel supports this is Proverbs 11 and 13. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. And there's actually three scriptures that I want to share with you. That was the first. The second one is Proverbs 17 and 9. Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. The third one is James 5 and 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working in you. As it is working. So I chose those three because I feel like working through your emotions in a safe place, there's two things that you need to know before you do that. First, you have to be able to identify trustworthy people who can keep your confidences. When you're talking about serious things, like emotions that you are experiencing that are overwhelming you, chances are it has to do with something that was highly disappointing, something that may have been traumatic, something that may have been very troubling to you, or it was very serious to you, and it is wrecking your life right now. And the last thing that you want is someone who is not trustworthy and someone who cannot keep your confidence. It has to be both. You can't go to that person and they basically just dismiss what you're telling them as you're just being irrational. And you definitely don't want to go to the person who they're always dumping on you, but when, God forbid, you come and you tell them anything, they're just like, yeah, pat, pat on the back. They're there. Now let's talk about me. That's the last thing that you want. And then to add insult to injury, they go back and they tell someone else what you told them in confidence. You don't need that. So the first two scriptures tells you how to identify a person who is trustworthy. If someone is coming to you talking about someone else telling you something that you know you wouldn't want repeated about you, don't tell that person anything about yourself that you don't want repeated. Don't tell them anything. And then people who try to cover an offense instead of always trying to, I think what that is, what I feel that is saying is that you don't act like the offense is not there. It's not that you don't deal with it, but you're not broadcasting this person's offense or shortcomings to the world. There are people who would do that. And if this person has shown that they have a track record of doing that to people, do not confide in them. Do not choose them as your quote unquote safe place to work through your emotions. So the third scripture actually shows that there is great reward in confessing to other people who are, as we identify it from the first two scriptures, trustworthy and can keep your confidences. Because when they are trustworthy and they can keep your confidences, they have your best interests at heart. They want to see you succeed. They're going to pray with you. And it says the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. And I understand this to be true because I have a very good friend who I can talk to about things, like serious things. And her response is never, I don't think it's ever her telling someone else what I told them, because it's understood that what we talk about is in confidence. But her response is always, let's pray this through. Her response is always, I am praying for you in regards to this. I have been praying for you. You want someone like that. You want someone that is trustworthy, who can keep your confidences, and who's going to take you and your issues and your emotions to the Lord in prayer. And if all else fails, go talk to a chaplain, because a chaplain is bound by law to never repeat anything that you tell him or her. And if they do, you better go after them, because you can mess them up. And second, you can talk to a counselor. They are skilled. And the only way that they should repeat anything that you tell them is if you say, yeah, I want to kill myself, or I'm going to kill this person because they did X, Y, and Z, and they feel that you mean it. They have a legal right. They are bound by law to tell maybe the hospital so that they can commit you, I guess. But they are bound by law to get you help so that you don't wind up hurting yourself or someone else. So again, today's confession is, I work through my emotions in a safe place. Don't forget to confess your way to success. And remember to tune in for tomorrow's confession.